This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited here to join us toll free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And sometimes it's your calls that actually bring up some of the topics we probably should talk about, but, you know, we don't always pick what you want to talk about, which is why we have open phones, so you can call
in. We do requests.
To bring stuff up. And the Boy Scout story was definitely a big story last week, and according to CNN, the Boy Scouts will soon include girls, and not everyone's happy about it. That was what our last caller in the last hour had brought up. The 107-year-old organization announced last week that younger girls will be allowed to join Cub Scouts and that older girls will be eligible to earn the prestigious rank of Eagle Scouts.
Yeah, this is what it all came down to, is this girl basically wanted to be an Eagle Scout and had the gumption to do it.
The historic decision comes after years of receiving requests from families and girls, Boy Scouts of America said in a statement. The group said it considered input from current members and leaders before making the decision.
And I don't know if the Girl Scouts themselves have some kind of
equivalent
to Eagle Scout, but if they do, I've never heard about it.
Me neither.
Meaning, therefore, it is not an equivalent. Because
right.
The fact that I've heard about Eagle Scout and I have this admiration for
and I know
Eagle
some
Scout
of them,
right?
Yeah.
And the fact that I've never heard of whatever the Girl Scout equivalent of Eagle Scout is means that it just simply doesn't have the brand recognition.
Maybe it's because we're men and we're just not kind of in that world, Melanie.
Melanie, what's the equivalent of Eagle Scout for girls?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, and if you have to go to someone with specific knowledge, then that means that it's not.
All I'm saying is maybe I haven't heard of it because I don't run in the circles that would encourage me to hear about it, right? Like, I'm a man. I grew up that way. I was around boys all, you know, as I was a child, so I was less likely to encounter anything about a whatever the equivalent of an Eagle Scout was. When I was a teenager, I had a close friend who was going for and achieved the rank of Eagle Scout, so it was present in my life in a way that the only thing from the Girl Scouts was ever present was cookies.
Well, right, but I mean, if you have to know someone in the organization or be in the organization yourself to have heard of it, then that means it has no PR value.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there. I think Mark's onto something.
From CNN.com, by the way, the Google did finish this statement for me. I did not have to type it all the way out. What is the Girl Scout E? And then it goes to
equivalent.
Of Eagle Scout, and it says CNN.com. It just has an excerpt here. Google, you know, pulled this, as it does.
Yeah.
While there's a rough equivalent in the Girl Scouts, the Gold Award, the honor is not nearly as well known as the Eagle Scout distinction. So
right.
I don't know what the – and it says rough equivalent, so I'm not sure what rough means either. I do know, having spoken to –
That means it's not the same.
Yeah, an Eagle Scout. But I don't know how rough and what the equivalency is.
If any gold people are out there, you want to call in, feel free.
Speaking to an Eagle Scout, his claim was that we read on air about an Eagle Scout candidate that died on a hike a few weeks ago, and he said the easiest one was the hiking. Like, there's three legs, and I can't remember what they all are, but it was like hiking and swimming and something else. I don't know, biking maybe. And he considered the hiking one to be the least difficult. And basically what you had to do for the hiking thing was plan and execute a five-day hike that was, I think, 30 miles in total with three different campsites.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess sitting here as a radio talk show host, who's probably, tens of pounds overweight, I say to myself, I could do that. I could do it tomorrow. Yes, I can plan a hike, and with three separate locations where I hike 30 miles over the course of 5 days.
Okay.
And it's at least three, by the way.
Yeah, that seems really easy to do here.
Yep.
So this is kind of a wildly different test depending on where you were born.
Sure, sure. I mean, it could be the summer in New Mexico, right? And you could die out there. Or it could be Florida where just about
alligators
eat you.
Yeah.
It could be Australia where everything is really trying to kill you.
Or it could be New York City where there's no place to hike.
But New York City's easy. You just come to New England and you park a car and you walk away.
Or a city that's farther away, I guess. But
I mean, I could do this out my back door. I wouldn't even need to drive anywhere.
I remember hearing about the Eagle Scout, and it sounded like it was pretty hard to get to. Like that there
I'm
was
not
a lot
saying
of
anything
things.
Else. I'm simply saying that one leg.
They had to do like some sort of community project.
Yes, that part's
like,
supposed to be the hardest.
All kinds of stuff. Anyway, the Boy Scouts of America said the expansion is aimed at helping busy families consolidate programs for their children. Quote, families today are busier and more diverse than ever. Most are dual earners, and there are more single-parent households than ever before, making convenient programs that serve the whole family more appealing, their statement said. The announcement drew praise from scouting leaders, mixed reactions from women's groups, and indirect criticism from Girl Scouts USA. For months, Girl Scouts USA had a notion that BSA would try to start recruiting girls. In August, BuzzFeed News obtained a strongly worded letter in which GSUSA President Kathy Hoppinka she's got three names. Kathy Hoppinka Hannan accused the BSA of courting girls to boost falling enrollment numbers. It's also no secret that BSA membership has been declining for years. In 2016, the organization reported 2.3 million youth members, a decrease from 2.8 million in 2012. The Boy Scouts membership peaked back in 1972 with 6.5 million members. On Wednesday, Girl Scouts responded to the BSA's announcement without explicitly naming the Boy Scouts. Quote, the need for female leadership has never been clearer or more urgent than it is today.
That just contradicts the first paragraph that was right before that, but okay.
And only Girl Scouts has the expertise to give girls and young women the tools they need for success. So,
see, that's a really weird statement, because if you're saying we're all the same, we have dual owner... dual earner households and single parent households, it doesn't matter, we can all just be the same.
Well, just to clarify, the dual earner household statement came from the Boy Scouts of America. The other statement I'm reading now came from the Girl Scouts. So the Boy Scouts were saying, well, one of the reasons we're adding girls is because it'll make it easier on families. All their kids can be members of one organization. Simple. That was what they were saying. Now you've got the Girl Scouts saying, oh, well, if you've got a girl, they're going to be best off in our organization.
But if you're looking for leadership in women and not domestic stuff from, you know, and motherhood from women, then why do you need two separate organizations? That doesn't make that to me is a contradiction in terms. If you're saying women can do everything men can do and we should all do the same stuff and not have division of labor, then why do you need two separate organizations?
Which presumably the Girl Scouts would say something like that, right? Like they would say that women and men are equal, but now you're saying they're saying something different.
Yeah, so like we're either different or we're not. And I mean, we need places for only men and boys, and we need places for only women and girls, and we need places for both. And I don't really care which one of those things Boy Scouts wants to be, although maybe they should change their name if they're
going to
be a
different
one. I bet
they're going to.
It's going to be the Scouts.
I don't care if they decide to be a male-only group or a mixed group. Both those things need to exist.
So are you proposing that there's that somebody start another Boy Scouts that's boys only?
Or
we may
whatever.
See that happen.
I don't know what they're actually... I mean, I don't... I don't
are you against
like
this decision by the Boy Scouts, or are you in favor of it?
I mean, they're private. I don't care. Like, I don't. If they want to be boys only, that's fine with me. If they want to be mixed, that's fine with me. I think if they do want to be mixed, I think they should change their name. That's really the only opinion I have.
Yeah. It's a little weird to say the Boy Scouts,
but I do think that gender-specific groups should exist because I feel that those are needed.
Mm.
People are going to act. Most people are going to act differently within a mixed group as within a diverse.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
So you need both of those experiences. And from what I can tell, there's kind of a scarcity in places. Like, there's plenty of places that I can go and only hang out with women.
Having girls
always want to,
at Boy Scouts meetings is going to change, I think, a lot about how those, you know, how the boys interact with each other and with the girls. Now, there's an argument against this.
But it's not necessarily Boy Scouts job to provide that space as much as I feel it's needed.
Well, it's Boy Scouts, you know, according to the numbers here, they're way down from what they used to be. So this could just be a Hail Mary kind of desperate move to try to stay relevant, to try to increase their membership more than anything else. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 The three most important things you can do for LRN.FM are: 1. Let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2. Buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3. Give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.lrn.fm. You like your friends, and you like LRN.fm, or you wouldn't be listening. So like your friends enough to share something you like with them. Please share that you're listening to LRN.fm on your favorite social networking site.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. Your thoughts are welcome if you want to share them on the Boy Scouts. They have decided to allow girls in. And I don't know if this change takes effect immediately or whatever, but it's certainly getting making the rounds in the news media. And I wanted to stop down for just a moment and tell you about what Melanie is offering you. She is an accountant by trade, tax professional, and you have hung out your shingle, Melanie. You're doing tax preparation and assistance for, hopefully, listeners like you. Folks, you can go to tax.freetalklive.com, and that will take you directly to Melanie's website where you offer assistance with what? What are some of the services that you can provide?
So filling out the tax forms is kind of the main thing, or what people look at as the main thing. If you have a small business, then I can do bookkeeping, which is in essence really tax planning, and if a bookkeeper's not doing that, then they're not really doing anything that Excel can't do for you, because most people can add and subtract. What my job is to go through your expenses and see, is there something you need to do before December 31st? Do you need to move something around? Do you need to invest something somewhere to kind of lower your tax burden? If you are an individual, the ACA, a.k.a. Obamacare deadline is sometime next month through whenever it ends. I think it ends at the end of this year, this time. Last year it went through February or something. I'm not sure on that. But whenever that deadline is, like for me, it doesn't make sense to pay them $300 to not have insurance. The fine is cheaper for me. So if that is it, I mean, I can't tell you if you're going to get sick or not, obviously. That's a decision you have to kind of do on your own or with somebody who's not an accountant. But as far as, does it make sense for you to do this? Are you going to actually be insured even if you pay for the ACA stuff? Is the fine cheaper? Is the fine more expensive? What decisions you need to make from that end? I can help individuals with that, because that can get complicated. Sometimes it's simple, it just depends on your situation, but it can get complicated for some folks.
So you can help individuals, you can help businesses with tax preparation, tax filings, but you'd prefer people, I mean, they can call you any time of the year, obviously, but getting in sooner rather than later, before the end of the year, would be ideal, right?
Right, yeah. So if you just have a W-2 job with employer health insurance, you don't really need to call me until January, but okay. If you have an ACA issue or if you have a small business, having me look over that before the end of the year, if there's something you need to do, if I tell you in January, it's too late.
And the work that Melanie did with, on Laura and my taxes was incredibly valuable for our family. And it's not possible for me to overstate how valuable it was. And
you would have made a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So check her out, tax.freetalklive.com, for Melanie's tax assistance and accounting services, bookkeeping, etc. That's tax.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Andrea. She's in Maine. Andrea, you are listening to, I believe, WLOB. Go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to comment on the Boy Scouts letting the girls in. I've been wanting to be a Boy Scout for over 30 years. So.
Now's your chance.
Right. Well, I think I'm a little too old now. But
yeah, probably.
Yeah, people just don't think you're creepy.
The Girl Scouts did arts and crafts, and they hung out in the school cafeteria, and the boys got to go tie knots and build fires and go camping. And that's
really
all I ever wanted to do.
The Girl Scouts don't go camping?
There was no camping for Girl Scouts?
They do now. Oh, they do now. But you know, when I was in the Girl Scouts, it was probably like 30, 35 years ago, and we made macaroni photograph holders for my mom, you know?
We made those, too. I think we did them in Sunday school.
You were a Boy Scout?
Right.
I was a Cub Scout.
You know, my neighbor across the street was in the Boy Scouts, and he went camping, and I would just much rather do that. So I quit the Girl Scouts and went camping on my own.
So I
think it's pretty neat that girls have an opportunity to go either way now, you know?
What do you think about the conservative talk show host line that there are now going to be more teenage pregnancies because girls and boys are now camping together?
See, that's a parenting issue, not a social club issue.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. It's definitely a parenting issue. I don't think that they're really worried about that at that age. And By the time they get to be that age and still in the Boy Scouts.
Wait a minute. Boy Scouts are... No, hold on. Let's just clarify.
Boy Scouts run up through 18.
Yeah, Boy Scouts are
they
all the
do.
Way through the teenage years. And I can tell you, they are very interested.
And they can still have different sleeping quarters. So, like, when they get to be older... So, like, a lot of youth
groups. It doesn't matter what the quarters are. It's not going to stop you from walking off into the woods with somebody.
Is there? Will there be barbed wire in between the tents?
It could be, okay, if it's the 16-year-old camping trip, they can have two different camping trips. A lot of youth groups will have one youth group for boys and girls, but still have separate, like, overnight trips.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Or separate hotels.
Here's what I want to know.
I went on a school camping trip when I was 16 that was co-ed.
How'd that go? Anybody pregnant?
No.
All right, there you go. We're fine. Everything's fine.
My dad was there, so.
Right. But you know what? If your teen is going to go get pregnant, they're going to get pregnant whether you're staying
sure.
on a camping trip or not.
That's
like,
true.
It doesn't. Like, you need to worry about that well before
it's the high
it's
school
an
parties,
issue.
Right? The high school parties where that's much more of a risk, where there's no chaperone, no supervision whatsoever.
Or if you're sending them to school, you're sending them to a government agency for 8 plus hours a day, like they could get knocked up there. Like
that's true.
This is silly. Like, I'm not saying you should throw a party and buy them a hotel room together, but at the same time, like you need to raise them in such a way that this is less of an issue.
Didn't you say you knew somebody? This was during the break. Didn't you say you knew somebody who was like a church counselor or a church minister who, when youth group happens, they've got to constantly check the bathrooms?
Well, not
to make
when
sure.
youth group. No, that's not what I said. It
what
has
did you say?
Been an issue that they had to evict people, couples from the bathroom. Just
teenagers.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, wait. When was that? If it wasn't during the youth get-togethers.
Well, I mean, they still go to church. I don't know. I didn't ask.
It was during
ask.
Church.
I didn't ask what it was.
But... growing up, and I would say the youth group girls were probably the most likely to be caught in the bathroom.
The church youth group girls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that figures. Probably preacher's kids. Hey, thanks for sharing that tonight, Andrea. Now, so would you be comfortable if you had a daughter, for instance, sending her into the Boy Scouts? Let's presume that it's not going to be an overwhelming avalanche of signups, and that she's the only girl in a troop of, I don't know, how many is typically in a troop, like 20 or something like that?
Something.
She's the only girl in a troop of 20 boys. Would that make you nervous?
They're probably just going to
protect
her.
Not at all.
All right. Very good. Thanks
not
for the call.
Not at all. All right, have a great night, guys.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks, Andrea. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Because there is an argument here, as according to the Girl Scouts of America, in the statement that they released this week, they say, quote, "The benefit of a single-gender environment has been well-documented by educators, scholars, other girl and youth-serving organizations, and the Girl Scouts and their families. Girl Scouts offers a one-of-a-kind experience for girls with a program tailored specifically to their unique
developmental
needs."
Then they shouldn't have a problem getting clients, customers, whatever they want to call it.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Although I do think that having a girl in the Boy Scouts meetings is going to be a big change to kind of how things...
They're making the decision to have a different structure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
There's definitely a different structure.
There's more coming up here in moments. Like, all the boys are going to be competing for her attention, basically. There might be fights.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99 with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Goo. Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Your thoughts on the Boy Scouts adding girls? They haven't changed their name yet, but that's probably coming soon. You can share them with us here, 855-450-FREE.
Whole Food Multi-Complete, I love this product. What it is it's so much more than a multivitamin, which you get at the store. It's made with, you know, synthetic stuff and that sort of thing. Whole Food Multi-Complete is a food-based supplement, and not just vitamins and minerals. It also has antioxidants and enzymes and pretty much everything that you need to have in order to be healthy. I mean, they've put the formulation in place that this is everything you need, including probiotics, which helped me to lose like 10 or 15 pounds when I first started taking it. I didn't even know why. I wasn't even sure why. But it's been awesome for me, and I take it, well, every day, I remember. Real regular. Like, just go to simplifymysupplements.com to learn more. Just take a look at all of the ingredients that they have there. All of the nutritional information. It's incredible. If you use coupon code FTL, you'll save 10% on your order every time you order. Satisfaction's guaranteed or your money back. They take Bitcoin. It's SimplifyMySupplements.com. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Daryl is in Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daryl.
Yes, what I find interesting about the whole Boy Scout, Girl Scout thing is the fact is, I mean, I was a Cub Scout, but the fact is I do know of a couple of scouting-type organizations that are not mentioned in any news stories that are co-ed. For example, Campfire, and then there's one...
Campfire Kids, right?
Yeah, Campfire, and there's one created by a group of pagans called Spiral Scout.
And Spiral? Co-ed. Pyro?
Spiral.
Spiral.
S-P-I-R-I-L, sorry.
Okay.
And so for... You know, for people not to do research and think they're the only two organizations, I think is crazy. Now, maybe in their area, that's the only organization that's available. But I don't see why the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts haven't joined forces years ago, you know, to kind of get the best of both worlds.
I don't think they have the same mission, exactly. The Girl Scouts definitely don't seem to be...
They probably talked about it, would be my guess, and they just came to the conclusion that that's not going to work.
Based on the press release from the Girl Scouts that we shared some of the excerpts from the CNN story, that it doesn't sound like the Girl Scouts is in favor of this decision. They are a separate organization, and they may not have the exact same set of values or whatever as the Boy Scouts do.
Well, that could be true, but, you know, what's really interesting is I remember listening to Laura Ingraham and years ago, and she stated that she actually was the Campfire. So I would like to hear her comments on that, because that should be interesting.
I don't think she'd be that interesting, but hey, you know, whatever you're into. Daryl, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
I think Campfire is run by the YMCA, the Young Men's Christian Association. You know, I would say that what the Girl Scouts look like is going on here is they look like they're reacting to a failure in their organization. If they would have, if both organizations...
They should let the boys in?
No. If they would have teamed up at some time ago and let Girl Scouts go on camping trips with the Boy Scouts and then let the Boy Scouts do, I don't know, whatever it is that the Girl Scouts do that, you know, is exclusive to their organization. I mean, they don't have to be mixed organizations to do things together. There are people of the male gender that, you know, go on Girl Scout events. So if they would have just handled, it's really about this hiking thing, mm-hmm. is what this all came to a head about. If this girl could have been an Eagle Scout, or in this case, Girl Scouts are called, Gold Award honoree, then everything would have been fine, but they didn't flesh out their organization to handle the more, tomboyish girls, from
right.
what I'm hearing.
Yeah, well, our last caller pointed out when she was, or not the last one, but the last female caller pointed out that when she was in the Girl Scouts, it was just a bunch of kitchen stuff. You know, homemaking related stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not entirely true these days. But
that's what she said. It did change.
Yeah.
But yes.
But yeah, because they advertise. I mean, even though the cookie boxes, they advertise like leadership and making women basically the same as men. And that, if that's what your organization is, I mean, that seems contradictory to me. But that's fine. But then why? But then everybody's not going to, like, then you don't have a unique product at that point. Because if your product is, I'm going to be the same as everybody else, you no longer have a unique product.
We're the also Scouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, were you a Girl Scout when you were growing up?
No, I wasn't. I would never been to a Girl Scout.
You ever been camping?
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, camping just doesn't seem pleasant to me anyway.
No?
But
never? You've never been?
No.
Sleeping outside and taking a lot longer to do the normal things.
I mean, camping is just kind of like those people that go on vacations to third world countries and think that that's cute. Like, that's what camping is to me. It's like poverty is a hobby. Like, yeah, you know, no.
Eat out of a can. Yeah,
yeah, camping. Poverty is a hobby. That's nice.
It could be fun for people that like to get out in the woods and, you know, get out in nature. That's, I think, one of the reasons why people go camp, or to get away from their normal, life and to get away from all the glowing boxes. And, you know, of course, now people just bring the glowing boxes with them
yep.
on their camping trips. But anyway, Sarah, what were you actually calling about tonight?
Yesterday, they had a whole self-driving automated car convention in Boston. So that was yesterday, and mm-hmm. I just wish that I, if I lived there, I would have been there, you know, just checking out all of the new innovations. So that's what
I hope these self-driving cars have, like, cow catchers on the front so they can just take the pedestrians and lift them up out of the way.
That was a joke for Sarah, right?
Like, no.
That was a Sarah joke that maybe listeners who are new to the show wouldn't understand.
Probably.
Mark, you're referring to Sarah obsessively calling about this particular topic. She is very worried about people being run down. But, Sarah, I think the reason why you're excited about these cars is you believe they will be better at avoiding pedestrians than human drivers, right?
Well, I think our auto-related death was 37,000 last year. So I think it should go down. And I was told that one of you guys had bought one of those real high-tech auto brake cars.
Mark's got one of those.
I bought a Civic.
I just about all the functions. They mentioned the functions, but it's like it's got so many different functions. I'm so excited. And I feel that if we keep talking...
She's excited, and she's never driven a car in her life.
Yeah, this particular model doesn't have any kind of pedestrian anti-collision thing, from what I can tell. You've got to be bigger than a pedestrian in order to not get hit by the car.
But this will stop you from, like, rear-ending somebody, right? It's got one of those?
Yeah, it's great. You can have it on cruise control. Say you set it at 40 miles an hour, you come up on a car that's going 35, it'll slow down at a certain length, and you can set that length. And then if that car decides it's going to slow down to a stop, it'll come to a full and complete stop.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like that might just make people not pay attention even more than they already don't. I think that I don't think that we're there yet as far as the tech. I think that we can get to a point where self-driving cars are safer than human beings can be. I don't think we're there yet, though, and trying to put them on the road prematurely is just going to get more people killed.
Well, yeah, there's the demand, and
it's going to happen. I mean, they're jumping into this area. Some states are going to lead the way as far as allowing this kind of testing, and I think, California, Arizona, those are a couple of them. I'm not sure who's looking at it up in the New England area where we are, but Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You, of course, can join us here. We've got a few remaining moments. It's enough time for you if you want to join us. Maybe you want to weigh in on the Boy Scouts or talk about abusive cops or whatever is on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Our number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 or Skype in at lrn.fm.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in
Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, Free Talk Live here. You join us if you like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, what's the latest from hope.freetalklive.com, the ongoing project to build an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda?
We have the roof on the orphanage, and now we're raising money for the interior stuff. Plaster, wiring, plumbing, those sorts of things. The edifice is up, and we need about $6,000 more to reach the $30,000 goal to build this orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. The kids currently have a place that's better than the place they were sleeping, right?
Mm.
So, it's a construction project, but they're not in some tiny room where they're sleeping head to toe. They'll need beds and things like that, but we can figure that out once we've got plaster and wallpaper wiring and things like that up. So please help me to finish this project by going to hope.freetalklive.com. Your funds will be tripled. So jax.io and Get Cell 411 will both match funds and to build this project. So if you donate $100, it'll become $300. We need to raise $6,000 more, so we need to raise 2, and then we'll get 6, if that makes sense. Hope.freetalklive.com.
All right. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Mark, there was a story that we, teased a week ago. We never got to it, about the vegan truck owner. Since we've got just a moment remaining here, what happened? There was a vegan truck owner, food truck owner, who spoke out against Vegas shooter or something like that. What happened?
Yeah, from Ars Technica, a 60-year-old Pennsylvanian vegan says she's receiving death threats and abusive phone calls. She's been forced to hide her Mother Nature vegan cuisine food truck following her comments on Facebook mocking the deaths of dozens of Las Vegas concert goers killed Sunday by a man shooting at them randomly from a hotel room.
Oh, no.
It seems like a lynch mob is forming, Delia Jensen told the Times Leader, newspaper of Wilkes-Barre. Jensen's life turned upside down following this Monday's post to Facebook. Yes, I'm jaded. 59 meat-eaters dead. How many animals will live because of this?
Is she presuming that every person who was shot to death...
Okay, it was a country music concert, so...
There are no vegetarian or vegan country music fans?
I'm going to go with no.
How many are you going to say were... are you going to presume anything? Or you just don't presume?
Well, I have no idea how many people are vegetarians
out
there.
Well, that's just silly, because you know that it's a country music concert.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say that just because somebody likes country music, that means they love to eat meat. I don't know if that's true.
How many of these meat eaters deserve to die?
None of them.
Okay, then what difference does it make if it's 58, 59, or 172?
I get your point.
All right, then let me go on with the story.
She's saying they deserve to die?
Yes, quote-unquote, yes, I am jaded, 59 meat eaters dead. How many animals will live because of this? Under her post, Jensen eventually commented, I don't give an F about carnists anymore.
Wow. That's
so
hardcore.
She didn't say they deserve to die. She asked a question, which was...
She was just happy about it.
How many animals will live? And that she's pointing out that life has value to her, and it doesn't matter whether that life is the most successful primate on the planet or whatever those primates eat.
I've never heard the term carnist before this
article. I think it's relatively... It's probably just a derogatory term used by some, sanctimonious vegetarians.
Urban Dictionary says carnist is a name coined by vegans to refer to meat eaters, where veganism is the philosophy that humans aren't better than animals and shouldn't be exploited. Carnism is the philosophy that animals are inferior to humans and it's fine to eat them, test on them, use them for entertainment, and the like.
There you go. That's the terminology. Anyway, this was all written...
She says she doesn't give an F about carnists.
Yeah, this was all written the day after the high-profile Las Vegas tragedy. Jensen doesn't deny that she wrote it on Facebook. Jensen, who did not respond to our request for an interview, said that she's not sure how she'll make a living following her shuttering of her food truck operation. She said she has canceled all of our booked events. We had a really good product, too. She's removed her Facebook account following the reaction. Poor social media reactions are a tragedy to tragedy are by no means new. Jensen isn't the only one facing blowback after posting such recent... Anyway.
Now, I don't support people engaging in death threats. I think that's a horrible thing to do. But she did a pretty horrible thing by saying what she said. Obviously, she has the freedom to say what she wants to say. I wouldn't take that away from her. But ultimately, consequences will be paid in the marketplace for a business owner who wants to go out on a limb like that, and basically
this is consistent with her philosophy, though. I mean, she's a vegan.
Yeah.
She believes that all life is equal, and so therefore, humans who abuse animals by eating them,
if you get rid of them, to her it's a net gain. I mean,
right.
it's the same argument with cops. We just value different things, obviously.
I guess what you're saying is that if she's very, very public with these beliefs, that could bring her more vegan customers?
I mean, nobody should be surprised by this statement. It's like when people were mad at Chick-fil-A or when people are mad at Starbucks. It's like, this is not a surprise. You don't have any new information. This is completely consistent with everything she said and done.
Right. So, I mean, for me, this is a vegan talking like a vegan talks. What exactly is the problem
here? Are they all
here?
That harsh, though?
No, some of them have more decorum than others.
Okay. Some of them are more feelsy, but this is the logical conclusion.
I see.
Right. Now, I say that it is a destructive philosophy. Veganism is a destructive philosophy that is going to result in the destruction of life on this planet, human life on this planet. And here's the reason. There are animals. I'm going to list some of them. Rabbits, rats, deer, pigs. These animals will expand into an environment and destroy everything that has caloric content inside of that environment.
Okay.
To the point that there's nothing left. So vegans eat vegetables, right? and and grain and starches. Those things are grown on the ground where deer, pigs, rats, and rabbits and porcupines live, right?
Yeah.
If you do not do something to control them, so you
like put up a fence.
If fences aren't going to do it.
An electric fence.
But you mean harm animals? you think an electric fence is going to stop a rat?
Probably not.
No. You have to do something to manage animals, otherwise animals will destroy
every... How about a moat?
Like, what kind of moat are you talking about?
Something that will stop rats.
Full of alligators? Imprisoned alligators?
Do you need alligators
to
stop rats?
There's no way to produce food without hurting animals.
You know what a rat is?
Even if it's plants, it doesn't matter.
Rats are the Indian brown rat. You know, they're here in North America, and they're not called the India brown rat because they're not from North America, right?
Yeah.
They got across the Pacific Ocean. Your moat is laughable.
Let's go to Timothy in Virginia Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Timothy.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I don't know now, listening to that conversation y'all were having. But, I would like to comment real quick about that, but... You know, most times, these animal rights activists look at their shoes. They're wearing the hide of an animal. I mean, come on, man. But anyway, what I want to comment on...
Just out of curiosity, what if you get your shoes secondhand? This is something I've always sort of wondered about people who, you know, belts are another good example. I will only wear a leather belt because I like a special leather belt, not the kinds that fray up after a year, but it has to be the strap. This leather belt that I'm wearing right now is at the very least 15 years old.
Wow.
And it might be, you know, it's a little worn, but it is holding together. I could still throw it up over a bar and do pull-ups with it.
Bam.
Hey, we got the same belt, my brother.
Yeah, it's a, right, yeah, get that belt. It's great. And
I can't even tell you how long I had this.
If I were to give that belt to a vegan, that vegan would not have harmed an animal. No animal would have been harmed in the wearing of that belt, you know, because I would have already, you know, I'm going to go get another belt like that one.
Well, maybe that's their argument. Is it because you're going to go and get another one, then they don't want to encourage
it? What if I die?
Yeah,
then the belt's either going to get thrown away. Or...
Justify every step of the way some kind of go around, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dodged a lot of questions. Whatnot, but no, you know, when I grew up, was growing up, I was a Boy Scout, and there would be a dance, maybe two, every so often, where the Boy Scouts of the age group would go and meet the Girl Scouts at the barn dance, and we would barn dance.
And did anybody get knocked up?
No, man, we were kids.
All right. Thank
Ian
you.
Just likes asking people that.
Well, that was the concern earlier. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Timothy. We're out of time. But that's what the supposed concern from the conservatives was if you bring girls into the Boy Scouts, teen pregnancies were going to go up. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. But the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.